Last Erev Shabbos, the Rav gave a shiur that addressed something that's been bothering me for quite some time. What's the point of me davening for something when I know that Hashem knows what's best and He will decide the outcome regardless of my wishes? Just as the Rav was about to answer the question, I got interrupted and had to leave the shiur. Please could the Rav repeat the answer? If it was that Hashem wants to see me davening and I'm acknowledging Him as the one who's in control and that my tefillos affect me and the person I'm davening for in ways we don't know about, all well and good. But it still leaves me feeling that there's no point in asking for what I want to happen when my missions often go unfulfilled. Am I supposed to play a game, pretend that I don't know that, and keep beseeching Him to fulfill my will anyway? Basically, one simple answer is, there are other answers, that tefillah doesn't change God's mind, but it makes a change in the person himself. And according to this situation, a person can deserve various things that he didn't deserve before that situation changed. And therefore, by davening, one changes his situation, and could be that that change will be enough to warrant that the way that a person's dealt with his change and what he wants, he will get, which he wouldn't have deserved, or it wouldn't be good for him in the status that he was before he davened. And therefore, davening for what you want makes a change in you, makes a change in other things also that may change a situation and then enable one to get what they want. God wants what's good for you, but what's good for you depends on the situation. If the situation changes, what's good for you is different too. I suggest that you read the book Shoah by Rabbi Yoel Schwartz, which deals with the problems that you brought up. Rabbi Tauber has a book, I think, From Darkness to Light, also dealing with this this problem. Also, I have tapes that either are in the tape library of Moshav Matityahu, or the tape libraries of Or Sameach and Esha Torah, or the tape libraries of Mrs. Goldman in Bayit Vegan, that deal specifically with this problem of why are there suffering in the world, and how to look at suffering and bad things happening to good people in the proper way.